Hi, Daddy. First things first, I just want to acknowledge the fact that you definitely always know what's best for me. Because as you know, I'm masturbating right now. When you told me to tell you this story, just the idea of telling it to you turned me on. And I'm definitely going to be masturbating the whole time I tell you. So excuse any whimpers or moans or passioned pleas for you to fuck me in the ass. So this was a while ago. This was when I was in college, actually. Which was, a few years ago. It was like sophomore year, I think. I don't know exactly. It doesn't matter. Pretty sure it would have been sophomore year, though. And there was this guy in one of my classes, which is how every good story starts, but there was this guy, and, it was my geology class, and anyways, he was really, like, he was really bold. He really always, like, laid it on real thick with me. Which sounds like innuendo, and I guess it probably should be, but what I mean was he was always flirting with me, like, really hardcore, which is ballsy. I mean, I was there to learn about rocks, and he's telling me that the only thing that's rock hard is his dick. No, he was never that forward. Like, never that forward, but, like, close it. And I don't know, it's just something about it that just, like, really turns me on when a guy is just, like, so into me that he just, like, goes for it, no shame, just wants me that bad. Yeah, I like that. So let me move my mic so you can hear me better. Oh, fuck. Okay. So anyways, I flirted back a lot. Couldn't help myself, as you know. And it was all semester long, right? And we didn't really start doing anything outside of class until, like, halfway, towards the end of the semester, really, after the midterms. But I spent the first part of that semester, because, like, I masturbate every day when I wake up, you know that. And, I mean, I would wake up and I'd be in bed with my legs spread and my fingers in my pussy, and I'd just be like, oh, fuck, John, just fuck me. Stop teasing me. Just fuck me. Just grab me by the hair and shove your my mouth, John. Come on. Fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, God, okay. Fuck. I don't want to just make this whole thing me moaning into the mic. Although that would be fun. And I do a lot of that. Yeah. Hope I'm not too close to the mic. Whatever. So, this was like right when Overwatch was first releasing, actually. And we talked a lot about it. Like, that was, like, the center of, like, the normal conversations, and then he'd always flirt about it. We always talked about how cute Mercy was, too. Which, like, totally fair. She's super cute. Which is part of why I really like to play her. And it's like, that's probably what made me into such a heel slut, because he'd be like, damn, girl, I want to fuck Mercy raw. I want to nut in her. And then he's like, and you play Mercy, right? And I'm just sitting there, like, blushing, like, what? do I say to that? anyways, we spent most of the semester just flirting in class. And that was fun. Well, I mean, and on the phone too. Right now, like texting each other. And like, that was fun. And really big masturbation fuel for me. But things didn't get really good until later in the semester. One day he was like, because we had been playing Overwatch together for a little while. Not a lot though. He was always busy. But we play together. He's like, we should play in person. Like, we should actually hang out. So I got some hard cider from a friend, because hard cider is the best thing in the world. Well, that and cock. And, yeah. We got together, and we got drunk, and we played. And we didn't do anything that night. Thumbs down. Because, I mean, I wish you just fucked me. But we didn't do anything that night. But we did talk about sex. Like, a lot. I mean, we played Overwatch or whatever. And we drank a lot, too. But we mostly talked about sex. And we talked about sex a lot. I mean, just constantly, the whole time. Especially about the sort of stuff that we always wanted to do, but never had done. For me, that was shower sex. I always fantasized about it. It always sounded so hot, too. The idea of, like, getting in the shower with another person and scrubbing them and cleaning them and massaging them. I love the idea of that. The shower with a hot guy. Rubbing his back for him. Feeling his skin beneath my hands. That moment when he just can't take enough and he just turns around and flips me around too. Grinds his hard cock into me. So yeah, we talked a lot about that stuff, and it was definitely the sex talk, and a good amount of it was the alcohol, but I was turned on, like, the whole night. Well, I mean, I got turned on at the beginning of the night, and it just kind of stayed, but he got really hard when I was telling him about my shower fantasy, and I could see it. I didn't do anything. I didn't, like, grab it. I wish I had. It would have been so hot. Would have been a real proper slut. But anyways, he, like a week or two later, he hit me up again. He's like, we need to hang out. And I'll make sure not to shower beforehand. So I was like, first off, ew. Second off, don't be such a pervert. Then I'm in my closet looking at standing outside my closet, because I didn't have a walk-in closet in college. Still don't. But I'm standing there looking at my clothes, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta go for it. So I put on this really cute blouse. This white little button-up thing. And some white panties, and then I put on my tight white jeans. Well, they're not like white jeans, they're more like white slacks, but like, it doesn't matter. They were hot. I looked hot. Like, I looked, like, fuckable. Like, great. Hey, fuck me. So we get together. And we're playing. We both had laptops, so we were both sitting on his little futon together. Side by side. Not touching, though. Well, not at first. I'm pushing myself up closer to him. Getting really close to him. My thighs were touching. Oh, fuck. Rubbing up against each other. the night playing with him, following him around like his little pocket healer bitch. Healing him. Flirting with him. Stroking his ego. Spent the whole night complimenting him and telling him how fucking amazing at his character he was. I don't remember who he was playing that night. He was mostly a Reinhardt main, but I don't remember who he was playing that night. And he, yeah, he gets up to get us some wine, actually. And he moves his laptop, which was hiding his groin, and he was wearing basketball shorts, which was a ballsy move. I respect it. And he had an erection like no fucking other. His cock was not that big. Like, it wasn't as long as I had. Because, I like big cocks. But still, I mean, it was good. It was a good cock. Really thick. Like yours, actually. And, anyways. He comes back with two glasses of wine, and I'm sitting there, I've got my laptop on my lap, and my knees pressed together, and I'm blushing and smiling and laughing, and already a little buzz, too. And he sets the wine glasses down, and he sits down next to me, and he's got his legs spread while he sips on his wine. And I remember I had, oh god, this turned me on so much. I remember I had my wine glass in my hand and I was sipping on it. And he looks at me and he's like, oh, you need me to help you, don't you? Or he said something like that, I don't remember, but he put his hand, what I do remember, what I absolutely 100% remember is he put his hand on my hand and he kind of like wrapped his hand around my wrist really tightly, maybe a little too tight. He moves the glass up to my mouth and has me drink more. And I chuck the thing for him. I put it down, he chucks his. We're looking at each other. And I was like, I can be really shy about sex stuff. Believe it or not. And I was like, fuck it. If I can't do this when I'm fucking drunk, when am I ever gonna be able to go for it? So I just grabbed his dick. And I just like went for it. And that's where things got kind of wild. He starts grinding into my hand, his hard cock pressing into my palm. I'm circling my hand over his cock, my palm rubbing up and down on his cock head. Other hand and I try to stroke him, but I mean, he's wearing basketball shorts, so that obviously does not work out that well. So I just say, fuck it, and I first off move both of our laptops out of the way because he brought the bottle back, so there was spill potential, and I'm not risking that shit just for cock. Although, I mean, if he had told me to leave them and that I had to leave them or else I wasn't going to get anything, I would have, because I mean, I would do anything for a good fuck. Because I'm a whore. And, so yeah, I move the stuff out of the way, and I come back, and he's fucking already got his pants off. His shorts off, I mean. And he's, stroking it. Right? So I freeze up, shocked. He sticks his hand out towards me, and he gives me that, like, come here, that thing with the finger, you know, where he's like, come here. I don't remember if he said that. I don't think he did. I remember being turned on by the silence. So I come up to him and, like, I've seen porn. I know what to do. I get on my knees. I put my hands on his thighs and I go to kiss his cock. And he grabs my head. And he puts his thumb in my mouth. And he looks at me and he's like, no, 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 no. Not yet. And he pushes his thumb all the way down into my mouth. He tells me to clean it. So I just start sucking on it and licking it. He takes it out and he smears my saliva all over my lips and I'm kissing it. Oh, God. That was fucking hot. And he, oh, God. Oh. keep going. Anyways, so he takes his fingers after that. He did that for a while. We were both really into that. But he takes his index finger and his middle finger and he starts gagging me on it. I mean, like, really just gagging me. I'm choking. I mean, I had a very strong gag reflex then, so I was just... Yeah, I don't have a very strong gag reflex that much anymore. I mean, I still do have one, just not as strong, but it was really strong then, and so I was gagging a lot and choking and spit was going everywhere, and I was crying a little bit. And he's looking at me with this devilish grin, just like... Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I had my hands on his cock and I was stroking him. He let me do that, thank God. Anyways, he stands up. Well, he has me scoot back a little bit, and then he stands up. He slaps his cock on my face a few times, and he leans down, and he whispers in my ear, and all he says is, "Get in the shower, bitch." So I get in the shower. Well, don't let me jump past the details. He lived in a quad, so he had three other roommates, each with their own rooms, and then there was a bathroom with a shower, so we go to the bathroom with the shower. I don't remember if his roommates were there or not. I think he had told them to scram. So we go to the shower, and I'm just, like, standing outside of it. Like, what the fuck do I even do? He comes by, and he pulls my pants down for me, which is, like, the hottest thing a guy can do. Well, fuck, there's a lot of hot things a guy can do, but that's up there. And he pulls my pants down for me, and... shower, and I'm in there, and I turn in, I've got my panties and my blouse on, and he's looking at me, he's like, turn it on, so I turn it on, and I'm trying to stand out of the way of the water, and he grabs me by my hair and shoves me under the water, and I get cold and wet, and I yell, oh, I'm like, oh, fuck, and he's like, oh, don't worry, I'm gonna get it hot for you. He gets in with me. He starts rubbing me. He starts groping and squeezing me and spanking me. Squeezing my ass and my tits. He chokes me. He takes all his clothes off. Well, he took them off before he got in. He's right behind me. He's pressing me into the glass. Hot water is over both of our bodies. I feel so sexy in his arms, in his grip, in his grasp. He's controlling me, taking charge of me, making me his, using me. He leans forward into my ear. And he calls me a good heel slut. Tells me to shut up and take daddy's cock. So I shut up. And I took daddy's cock. I took it good. And deep. Like a good slut. Like a good girl. He fucked me in that shower for a while. Came inside of me, left me in there, told me to clean myself off. God, that was fun. Although, if I'm being honest, I prefer getting you off. It's way more fun.